Storm MA, mobile.
KP2HXS, mobile listening.
Dick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, drive on out in the fog down here. How about yourself?
Well, I got to go up to Inman and change out a condensing unit that a drunk person ran into over the weekend.
Hey, a drunk person run into the AC system on the house?
About that nitwit with the lawn service that got a hold of mine at the back of my building, KN4VWA.
Oh, which one? The one that Jimmy and I fixed?
Yep. Good morning, Patrick.
Do you heading up your direction up there, Ivester Court, something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of near me, I think.
I guess that lady lives on a corner. Some guy was tooling around and he lost control of his vehicle, and I guess he lost control and his car rolled down towards the house and smashed into the condensing unit. I took a picture, took a look at the picture this morning, and oh my God, there's no salvaging it. We got to replace it.
That's all I can say is just, well, you know, I've done dumb things in the past too, so, you know, every now and then you're allowed one stupid, so, but what can you say?
You just gotta learn to laugh about it.
Barrett.
That's my wife's last name, Barrett.
How's it doing this morning?
Good, just out here driving around in the fog. Over here in Easley, it's like driving in peace, too.
I'm on Gallon Road, and it is absolutely severe clear. I mean, there's nothing in the sky.
I doubled with you, Steve. Sorry about that.
Well, I was just asking you where you were, if it was foggy where you are, because I know you're down towards Greer on this way. Up here on New Cut Road at my house, it is absolutely severe clear. No, there's one or two little wispy clouds way up high. I mean, it is clear.
It's clear as all daylight out here. I mean, there's no cloud in the sky. It's, you know, evidence of the roads being a little wet from yesterday, but it's clear.
Sure that fog is not behind your eyeballs.
Jesus.
To wear glasses to drive yet, and Steve, I can't say 100% that the fog is not behind my eyeballs, so I just don't know, but it is awful foggy over here.
Looking at on TV on Channel 7 this morning, you know, they have the cameras at different locations around. And Greenville was clear, but when they put it on Clemson, the quad at Clemson was absolutely, you just barely could make out the lights for the fog.
Getting closer to 25 over here, the fog's starting to burn off. So it's just right there in that little valley that Easley's in.
Okay. Go, Shane.
Patrick, up. It's a little foggy. And Patrick, I'm on 25 coming up to 123. Are you right near there?
I am getting ready to get off of 123 and make a U-turn and get back on.
Wave at me when I go by because I'm just about under the bridge, just about to get there. Good morning, everybody.
Towards 123 on 25.
Roger that. Under the bridge now. And by the way, oh, there you are. Yeah, there's Patrick. I'm in the red truck. Well, that was perfect timing. Yeah, and I could hear all of you on input when on 25. Those of you over there in Greer and Patrick. Of course, he was a lot closer. But go ahead then, pick it up, Steve.
Well, Shane, I'm all the way over here at Inman, baby, and you've got me on direct.
But I could read every word you were saying, copy every word.
That is doing great. Man, okay. Go for it, Dave.
Well, I guess when I bought this antenna for the car, I got a good signal with it. Ha, ha, ha.
Yuck.
Up, Dave.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm heading towards Inman right now. I'm kind of on the back roads. Got to get this lady some heat. Got to get it done.
Good in for her?
Yeah, my partner's picking it up, Jeremiah. He's it was at the shop this morning, so I'm heading up. I'm going to go disconnect it and free it from everything, and I'm going to swap it out and get her done.
Pretty fast, pretty quick swap out, shouldn't it? I mean, you're just going to cut your line sets, attach the new ones, charge it up, and run the thermostat cable. You'll pretty much be done, won't you?
You got to put it in vacuum. You forgot about putting it in vacuum.
Charging it up.
Okay, well, some people don't know that. Yeah, I should be done, I would hope, by lunch hour. You know, a couple hours should have it all knocked out.
But with the supply chain the way it is, I'm surprised you got a unit.
Oh, me too. Oh, my gosh, and it's a Lennox to boot. Lennox is... Oh, nuts. Lennox has really been hard to get.
To say 7-3 is I'm pulling into my next stop. Y'all be safe out there. Shane, I'll look for you in the big truck next time. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, gentlemen.
People out there today, the closer to Christmas we get, the nuttier they get on the roads. Y'all think about me on Christmas Eve. I'm leaving Christmas Eve morning early to go down to Atlanta to see my brother. Coming back Christmas Eve night, about 8 or 9 o'clock, to Alpharetta. So, anyhow, be safe out there, Patrick.
I think I doubled with Steve just a little bit. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we got you covered. Just, you know, be safe, okay? Or just be safe out there.
Well, I told you guys what happened to me the last time I went down to Alpharetta, didn't I?
Number?
What's making new set of Cooper tires on my 2500 diesel? And started down through there, and I kept getting this whoop, 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 whoop in one of the tires, so I pulled over. And you know what I found?
Yesterday. Sorry.
1964 Volkswagen microbus full of hippies. It was something else, Dave.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I forgot that.
Yeehaw!
Comment.
Oh, it's Boomer! Come on in there, Boomer!
Yeah, Merry Christmas. First thing. Second thing is, Steve, that story you just told, that's about 45 seconds of oxygen you'll never get back.
Brain dead
anyway. How you doing this morning? By the way, you didn't get the call sign, boy.
KO4NUE. And I think y'all doubled.
Doesn't need that 45 seconds of air. He's half brain dead anyway.
Hey, stooges that used to do that. Yuck.
Just give him enough to, you know, just to walk around. Is that what it is? Just enough.
Curly.
Yuck.
Mo was something different.
Let me make sure I got it. I just want to drop by and say, hey, Merry Christmas to y'all. And just Merry Christmas and be safe. And Shane, if you're still in there, you too, sir. Patrick, if you can hear me, Merry Christmas, bud. KO4NUE, I'll be clear.
Merry Christmas, Eric Boomer. Be safe, be healthy, buddy. And I hope you get all your family piling on you this year. All right. Hey, Shane. What are you doing? Are you ready for Christmas?
Every year before Thanksgiving, because I try not to think about it too much. It's just this, what I do kind of ruins the, it doesn't ruin the season, it just kind of makes it, kind of, I'm ready for it to be over. But, yeah, I am. But I do love it. And Merry Christmas, everybody. And I'm on 85, just about to get off at my workplace. And it's foggy as pea soup over here as well. Chad, Merry Christmas. Patrick, if you're still listening, everybody else, Dave and Steve. And I'll turn it to Dave. N4ZLK.
AB2HXS. Yeah, I'm just working my way up towards Inman here on the back roads. Go ahead, Steve.
Again, beforehand, Shane, don't eat all the turkey. Merry Christmas, bud. And I know they'll keep Boomer under control to keep him from eating all the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm out to go make some money.
Oh, it's just me and you?
Who was that pair of cartoon characters? Oh, yeah. Yeah, just me and you. Beavis and Butthead. So, take it away, Butthead.
Oh, I wanted to be Beavis. Oh, darn it. Oh, gosh. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us?
With us of being TV babies.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. I didn't watch a lot of those type of shows. But I was, you know, I go all the way back to, like, the old original Star Trek, MASH, All in the Family, all that stuff in the 70s.
I see, I'm going to show my age here. I remember the original McHale's Navy. And I remember the original Lone Ranger. And let's see, what else is out there during that time? Oh, I loved all the Looney Tunes cartoons. You don't do it anymore, but every Saturday morning, get up and get a mixing bowl full of Rice Krispies and sit there and watch the Looney Tunes. Da 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 da. What was that theme song? Yeah, boy.
I gotta hold on, Steve. My wife's calling me. I'll get right back with you.
And 4VWA, standing by.
And to V4FCM.
OB2HXS.
Girl that was in that movie, Poltergeist. He's back.
Carol Ann.
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my more favorite movies. This house is not clean.
You know, a whole bunch of people from that movie passed away very quickly after they did it.
There was something going on. I think the little girl passed away, too, didn't she?
That's 12 years old.
Yeah, what's up with that?
She died from it. It was kind of unusual and sudden. But anyhow, I think the only two people left from that movie is, remember, the wife and Craig, I can't remember his last name now. Yeah, the husband.
Prescient.
Nelson, Craig Nelson, that's it. Yeah, he's still alive.
Somebody else said that. KB2HXS Mobile. Now I'm right down the road from your house, Steve.
W4FCM.
Go ahead.
I'll wait till you guys are done. Wait till your friend gets here.
Say again?
Friend says we're down the road from you. I'll just wait till you guys are done. Call us on here.
That Ibis Court should be within about a couple of miles of my place.
Yeah, I got it on my GPS. It says I'm 12 minutes away.
Let's let this good gentleman go ahead and call his son, and we'll back on out of here, bud. We're just kind of chattering along. KN4VWA, you have a Merry Christmas, Dave. I hope I get to talk to you before Christmas, but just in case, don't eat all the turkey like Boomer. I'm clear.
All right, Steve, 73. I'm going to back out also. KB2HXS, Merry Christmas.
K4FCM. How do I finish the call? Begin his call. KD4FDI, W4FCM. W4FCM. Went to work. Oh, well, thanks, guys, and Merry Christmas.
No problem. I hope I didn't spoil anything. You couldn't get all of them.
No, he texts me. He says, wait for you to finish. He'll call me. And yeah, I get leave for work. He left. So that's fine. He lives in the Easley near Gary, and we can talk any old time. So that'll be for FCM.
As it is out there, he may have taken his coffee with him.
Had a couple cups in the morning, and I'm good for the day.
Say something. My ex-wife could drink scalding hot black coffee at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at 98 degrees on a summer, sunny summer day. And, man, that stuff was nasty. She drank, I'm trying to remember what that stuff was, but it was extra potent, too. Smelled like old socks.
Yeah, my wife can drink it super hot also. I can't. I drop a couple ice cubes in it just to cool it down a little bit.
I just never have developed a taste of that stuff, or even the smell of it.
Depends on, it really depends on, you know, what you're cooking there. You know, we get our coffee from Lowe's Foods down on Super Road, and they have the roaster right there. They roast the beans. So, you know, we like a nice, flavorful dark roast. We don't go for all the caffeine and stuff. And it's nice. It really is nice.
Like I said, I just can't even get past the smell of stuff myself. But, hey, if you like it, love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife can drink that stuff, like, boiling hot. You know, that's part of that. I think she's A-positive blood. So, A-positive people, they can drink that stuff hot as heck.
How about that? I'm A-positive, and I just don't even drink it at all.
Anyway, I'm coming up to 176 up here. I gotta turn right and keep on going. I got 8 minutes to go.
Get out there and get it done. I'm sure those folks will appreciate you, especially after having been cold last night. Hope it had an auxiliary heat source.
Well, so more than likely, there's probably a backup heat in the air handler. So, but yeah, this isn't my job. This is a company I do business with. It's their job, so I'm just coming out to change it out.
Working out pretty good for you?
Yeah, no, it's real good. It's real good. Now, I got no complaints.
But I'm glad you finally found a semi-reputable outfit to work for.
Yeah, that's not going to take advantage of me.
Who are you these days?
Waldo.
Waldo?
Ah, come on. Where's Waldo? Come on, the back of the cereal box. Where's Waldo?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that in a long time. Huh. Well, there's another one. You remember that thing where for the kids on the TV, on PBS, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's an oldie, too. Ralph Cramden's wife on the moon, Alice, on the moon.
Ooh, careful now. Well, no, you saw that in reruns. There's no way you saw that in first run.
I wasn't even born then. That was, what, the late 50s?
I remember Mom and Dad watching that and just howling, laughing over it. And I think I was like 5 years old when that was on. But I do remember it. And, something else I remember just come back to memory. I used to love to watch it on Saturday mornings with Sky King.
Hey, man.
Good day.
No, what I remember is watching the old Abbott and Costello movies on, I think it was Sunday mornings. They used to play those old movies, you know, like the Naughty 90s and stuff. And that had the old baseball routine on it.
Yep. I think we had a break in there. Come on in, break. Contact. I guess they just got a little bashful.
Maybe my son calling. He texted me. He's trying KD for FDIW for FCM. What's up, guy?
guys.
No worries. We're here.
Somebody. So, anyhow, well, must be that echo behind my eyeballs, huh? I do. Lots of that. Except mine don't ever clear up.
Where is that? Listen, Steve, let me hang the mic up here. I gotta pay attention to where the heck I'm going here. I'll catch you a little bit later. KB2HXS.
Attention to the GPS. Let me just tell you what a friend of mine did. He was a programmer at BMW, and he slipped into his GPS and reprogrammed all the voice prompts. It was hilarious. You missed your turn, you idiot. Have a good one, Dave. KN4BWA clear.
All right, see ya.
CN Kitty 4FDI.
W4FCM, well, you sound good and clear there wherever you are. Where are you? W4FCM, you sound really clear. Where are you? What the I, W4FCM?
KD4FDI.
Yeah, KD4FDI, W4FC. I said you're hitting it really well. Where are you right now? W4FCM, you must have your volume down with a squelch on. W4FCM. W4FCM. Got your volume down or the squelch. I heard you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. I, W4FCM.
Text him and tell him to turn it up.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, we called him the phone. He said, I got the radio. He's out working. Got the radio with him, but he must have his volume down. I will sign the text and say, I'll try it. Thanks, guys. W4FCM. W4FDI, W4FCM.
MKD4FDI.
W4FCM. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Disappear. DI, W4FCM.